When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the Fountain of Truth about aging. And today we have a topic that is a little bit difficult to bring you a direct truth. It's one of the most obfuscated, yes, that is what I said, mystifying areas of the law, but also one of the most mystifying areas of your own personal finances, and that's Medicare. Now, if you are not yet 65 and you're not Medicare eligible, this is really the show you should be listening to, because you need to prepare yourself for all of the decisions and all the nuances that will make up a very large proportion of your budget. If you're already 65, then you know how complicated Medicare choices are. And because there is a window of opportunity to make some changes right now in the next few days, we thought that this would be the time to bring some new news with regard to the maze, we'll say, of Medicare. And to bring you through that maze, and that's his word, Ari Parker. We have Ari Parker here. He is a Medicare advisor. He's also the co-founder of a company that helps you navigate this system. It's called Chapter. And we want to talk to him. I have tons of questions for you and personal questions that I would like to know about Medicare. And by the way, I've written the books on this through the years. And just because I have lost touch with Medicare for a couple of years in terms of their regulations and nuances, I am in the dark as much as anyone else. So don't get proud. No hubris here. We know very little about Medicare. It is a full-time study. And the man who studied it is Ari Parker. So Ari, thank you so much for being with us today. And I would like to start with a definition. And that definition is, what is a Medicare advisor?
It's an honor to be with you. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Go right ahead.
I think you put it beautifully. A Medicare advisor is someone who deobfuscates and demystifies the Medicare maze. That's exactly the role of what a Medicare advisor is.
Now, let's start with two things that are probably on everybody's mind because they have some choices coming up. This is going to be some definitions. People are still confused. What is the difference between a Medicare supplement program, sometimes they call it Medigap, or a Medicare Advantage program? They are not the same thing, and your payers are not the same. So tell us a little bit about that definitionally, Ari.
You got it. A Medicare supplement sits on top of original Medicare. So it preserves the flexibility of original Medicare. It allows you to see any doctor nationwide who accepts Medicare, as long as they're accepting new patients. The billing is handled through the Center for Medicare Service. So if you have a Medicare supplement, the 20% that you would owe is sent to your supplement insurer. Because remember, if you have original Medicare, then only 80% of your medical costs is covered through your Medicare Part B premium. And I know that's a lot to unpack, and I'd be happy to explain further what that means.
No, you did a great job there, because what you're saying is pretty simple. You go to Medicare, it's a government entitlement, people get the Medicare. It is not 100% covered. They can go to anyone they want, but 20% comes out of your pocket. So you buy an insurance policy, which is Medigap or supplement, and it covers that gap, which is why they call it a gap, by the way, the gap between the full cost and what Medicare pays. And a lot of people have that, and we'll talk about the nuances of that in a minute. But let's then get the other big gorilla in the room, which is Medicare Advantage plans. Go ahead, Ari, explain that to us.
An Advantage plan replaces original Medicare through a private insurance company. So the private insurance company is fulfilling the obligations of what Medicare otherwise would. Now, it has to be at least as good as what one would receive through original Medicare. Of course, it can do more than that. So some people really like these plans because they offer additional benefits like dental, vision, hearing, and they even come with, many even come with prescriptions. People also really like the cost. Sometimes the premium is as low as $0. However, you still owe the Medicare Part B premium, and that is $170.10 for most people for 2022 per month. And there's one more thing. It substitutes the private insurance company's network for original Medicare. So that means it might constrain your choice of doctor.
So if you've got a beloved doctor that has been working with you for years and you're going into those geriatric years, those Fountain of Truth years, you may have to leave that doctor if you get Medicare Advantage Plan. On the other hand, if you've been watching your savings dwindle because of your teeth or because of your hearing, well, this may be something that you want to consider, or you can still get Medicare and Medigap and a separate dental policies. They're very expensive. Let me ask you a question about pre-existing conditions. With regard to the Medicare Advantage, a separate insurance company, if you get that and you already have pre-existing conditions, or maybe your teeth are terrible and they have a dental program you want to go into, or you really have Alzheimer's, you have dementia, you have this sort of thing, can you be counted out, or do they have to take you if you want to take them?
A fine point here. So when we're speaking about pre-existing conditions, in 46 states, people would likely need to answer questions about their health history if they're outside of their open enrollment period for a Medigap plan. There is no pre-existing condition requirement for a Medicare Advantage plan, but there is one for a Medigap plan in 46 states.
Interesting. All right. See, when I say that I knew this cold in my youth and I don't know anything now, this is what we're talking about. So let's talk a minute, Ari, about CHAPTER. All right. There's plenty of ads on the television. People are getting cold calls. You know this, Ari. We all know it. Everybody listening knows it. We should change our plan. We have a window of opportunity and so on. Now, it's a very, very interesting system because, as you already saw, even between Medigap definition and Medicare Advantage plans, you have to know the questions to ask more than you need to know the answers. So what does a company like CHAPTER do to help?
A company like CHAPTER, well, first, I believe that there is no company like CHAPTER because we're...
Oh, there he is. He's the founder. You heard it there first. Founder syndrome. Go ahead, Ari.
Here's what we do different. Well, first, let me start with what we do the same. We're an independent Medicare advisor, and like other Medicare advisors, we do get paid based on commission. But that's where the difference ends. Because unlike most Medicare advisories, we search across all plans, not just the major ones or a subset. We search across all of them, whether they pay us commission or not. So that full search is where we find savings and additional benefits that other advisories might miss.
Now, you know, when you say this, it's almost chilling, and I'll tell you why. There was a time that there weren't such software programs or cloud-based programs, whatever you use. And look how impossible it was a few years ago just to do a search like that. There was no such thing. And you just revealed something to us, and that is 46 states do one thing, which means there are other states that do something else. So it could also depend on what state you're living in as to what you need. And that's why a full report, let's say, across the board is important. Now, you know, you are trained at Stanford. Stanford has, people don't know, one of the largest geriatric gerontology centers in the world, I think, the gerontology center at Stanford. Well, let's just concentrate on one state for a minute. And you've been also New York, you mentioned. When we come back, I want to ask a question that's perhaps something you don't expect. If you have major medical costs and you're thinking of retiring, is there one state or another that's better for you from a Medicare, purely Medicare point of view? And this may sound like a crazy question. I moved to Pennsylvania because of Medicare. But let me tell you that medical bankruptcies are skyrocketing for people over the age of 65. Coverage is a serious question. Don't you guys go anywhere. We'll be back with Ari Parker, an expert, a Medicare advisor, and co-founder of CHAPTER.
Full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit. I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bell, the Fountain of Truth. Fountain of Truth about what? Well, today the Fountain of Truth about Medicare, if there is such a thing. I think Plato and Socrates themselves are still sitting there scratching their head about Medicare. But the fact is, you do have to have a philosophy around it, and Ari Parker does. Who is he? Well, he's a Medicare advisor. He's the co-founder of Chapter, and he's our guest today. Part of his philosophy is that it's really a maze and that you deserve to have a guide through this, and it does make a difference. And no decision should be made off the cuff. Or, you know, my favorite, Ari, I have to tell you, how did you pick your Medicare decisions? My neighbor told me what to do. Yes. That's my favorite answer. And it's a big answer, let me tell you. So let's get back to what we were unpacking. You said something that was very interesting. I asked about pre-existing conditions. You said it might be possible for a Medigap policy, which you did define for us. It's that extra 20% or the extra coverage that you pay for to cover the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And you said, well, you know, if you have a pre-existing condition, it could matter what state you're living in and so on. This is a very big job for people, but it's a very big expense. If you, and by the way, if you say you don't think it's relevant, just say it. Is it relevant to think about the Medicare situation in your state when you're thinking about retiring? I will tell you, every study shows that it's family and weather are the two big things that people think about. Should they think about health care?
Absolutely.
And does it make a big pocketbook difference, or is it a de minimis small pocketbook difference, in your opinion? This is an opinion as to which state you retire in. Let's say you were able to go, you're virtual, you're working virtually or you're retiring, you don't care. You go to any state with the cheapest health care and the best health care.
Adrian, what people
is there such a thing?
Realize is that you can still go bankrupt on Medicare, because it does, it only covers 80% of your outpatient medical costs.
What about the hospital costs? How much of the, that's where the money really comes in thousands
sometimes.
That's right.
For this year, there's still a deductible for Part A. So even if you have premium-free Part A, because you or your spouse worked for 10 plus years, there's still a deductible that's applied per benefit period, which means per hospitalization.
So therefore, you've got, let's say you have multiple hospitalizations. You know, this is happening all the time because there's a big incentive to get people out of the building. So I know with my own mom, for the same problem, she had three or four hospitalizations within 2 or 3 days of each other. So each one's a new period and each one is a new deductible. That's one of the reasons that there are these recurring, what they call medical bankruptcies now. Now they have a name for it. That's how bad it is. So that's one thing, these recurring hospital. Anything else that really starts to cost you money, we'll get into prescription drugs in a minute, but anything other than prescription drugs that really, really start to cost you money that is not covered if you don't have a Medicare, a gap policy, or an Advantage plan.
You got it, Adrian.
So now we have to ask this question. With regard to prescription drugs, another definition for us, the donut hole.
The donut hole.
What does that mean? Yes.
Let's talk about the donut hole. All right.
Yes.
So for 2022, there is what Adrian is referring to is prescription drug coverage. Now, prescription drug coverage was added to Medicare in the early 2000s. So it is separate from original Medicare. Original Medicare is hospitalization and outpatient services. Part D is in drug coverage, is the prescription benefit. And here there are actually four tiers to the prescription benefit, and Adrian is talking about the third one. So let me just give some background, if you will, on the four levels.
Yes.
Level one is the meeting the deductible, because each of these drug plans typically has a deductible, or if you have a Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan, then it's wrapped in. And some of those plans do not have a drug deductible. That's tier one, meeting the deductible. Tier two is the initial coverage limit. That initial coverage limit extends from the deductible, which is $480 for many plans in 2022, all the way up to about $4,400. So that's the initial coverage of your drug plan.
Right. Now, what happens if you're a diabetic and you're taking Jardiance and Metformin, and these are very expensive drugs, and a lot of times the generics are not as good. So they're brand name drugs, so they're the most expensive. What happens after that when you've got a $7,000, $8,000 actually cost, which is the average cost, by the way, per year for that kind of diabetic, let's say type 2, once you've exceeded that
Here's where it
limit?
can really help to use an expert. You mentioned metformin. Metformin is actually covered very well by many drug plans for 2022. Then you mentioned insulin. Insulin really varies across drug plans in terms of how well it's covered plan by plan. Because what's different across each of these drug plans, and we're talking in the abstract here, is that the formularies are different. That means what the drug plan itself covers.
So what we're talking about here is that your own prescription list and what you personally take could dictate what the best plan is. So that's why when we laugh, Ari and I laugh when we say, your neighbor told you what to do. Your neighbor may be have a different problem. You've got a thyroid condition and they've got a cardio problem. And what they're taking is different. Don't listen to that. It's not that what they're doing is wrong. It's just that it's right for them. And so when you are, when chapter somebody comes to chapter, let's say, do you ask for the drug list, the
What
prescription
we
drug
ask
list?
for when we're meeting someone for the first time is first, the doctors that you want to see. Second, the prescriptions that you take, including the name, whether it's the generic or the brand, because you mentioned.
Right, generic versus
You
brand.
also want to know what else is important, what additional benefits like vision, dental, and hearing, and other lifestyle factors too. Do you love to travel, for example? In which case, the flexibility of original Medicare and seeing any doctor who accepts Medicare nationwide might be an important factor to consider.
Now, of course, everybody here knows that I'm a country counter. I count how many countries I've been to, and I get to 96 in January if all goes well. So I took, Ari, I did take the most expensive level of Medicare that I could because it covers my travel. Even that is rather complicated, by the way. But you won't get that in a Medicare Advantage plan. Is that right? Or are there Medicare Advantage plans that cover
There
travel
are
as well?
actually Medicare Advantage plans that cover care outside the United States.
Interesting. Okay. So there you go. Now, so we want to know the prescription drugs. We want to know the doctors first and foremost. You want to see. We want to know, of course, what your conditions are and your concerns, where you live. If you're planning to move the next day, you ought to tell that to your Medicare advisor. What else do you ask folks? Is that about the list,
So
or
we
is there
break
more
it
than
down
that?
into four things. The first is cost. How premium sensitive are you? Would you prefer to pay more upfront,
Okay.
like Adrian, to get the Cadillac coverage, if you will? Or would you prefer to have a lower
Right.
cost, perhaps Medicare Advantage plan, many of which have premiums as low as $0 per month? The second thing we discuss are your doctors. We want to make sure that if you choose a Medicare Advantage plan, that your doctors are in network. Also, this is important even if you go the Medigap route, because your doctors still need to accept original Medicare. So we would want to double check that as well. The third thing that we discuss is the prescription coverage. What drugs you take, whether it's the brand or the generic, how many times you take that medication, and how often. Finally, we discuss your location and lifestyle preferences. So, Adrian, you visited 96 countries. That's incredible. You would probably want to have a plan that covers you when you're outside the United States, just in case you need medical care.
Absolutely, and it has happened. To all veteran travelers will tell you that it has. So these are all very important things. It's why you hear Ari Parker calling Medicare decision making a maze that needs a guide. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that donut hole. So we cover that because what it simply means is that if you exceed the limit, you start paying out of pocket for quite a while. And depending on, again, how many prescription drugs you take. And then we're going to talk about something that is hush hush in this country, and that is prevention. How much does Medicare actually pay for prevention before you get the illnesses that cost us, the government, and your family so much heartache and money? Don't you guys go anywhere.
I'm in a appropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da da da.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and we are back here with Ari Parker, who is a Medicare advisor, and he's the founder. Actually, he's a businessman, too. He took a look at the landscape, we like to say, and saw something missing. What was missing? Well, a really good comprehensive way of getting all of your Medicare choices before you make the decisions, not after you regret it and you're talking about it over a Chardonnay someplace and saying, I should have done this and I should have done that. So he founded a company called Chapter, and it's part of this new chapter of your life, which is really considering the cost of your medical expenses and seeing what's right for you. I have two comments. One is a piece of business. We just finished the most incredible four-day conference. It was virtual. We had 1,000 attendees over 4 days, and it was live. Every single session was live to the eye and demand of the attendee. So what did we do? We put it on YouTube. So you can go to YouTube, and is the name of our conference. It was called Metabesity, which is a funny word, but it stands for all the metabesic reasons that we age. Metabesity 2021. It's our fourth conference, extremely successful. We're hoping and praying we could do it live next time. We've done it live a couple of times, but with COVID, we couldn't for 2020 and 2021. So that is Metabesity 2021. Google it, say YouTube, and you will have free of charge every single session that we had. One of those sessions had to do with payers. Who pays for all the coverage and healthcare that we need? And that's really what we're looking at and inspecting today with Ari Parker. So please, it's a bit of housekeeping. Do take a look at our institute, the Catalyst Institute, KITALYS.org. I'm the executive director, and it's a terrific nonprofit for really beating these diseases of aging. Now, why do I bring up that piece of housekeeping now? Well, because I have a question for Ari. I know, Ari, and not everyone in the field of Medicare, lawyers, even doctors know that there's going to be a new drug trial, and it happens to be called TAME, T-A-M-E, and it's testing metformin specifically. Metformin, as you mentioned and you're aware of, is a 60-year-old drug. It's used today for diabetes, but it also may be preventative. And if so, the FDA may approve it for people that don't have diabetes, that don't even have a condition. Yeah. To extend their life. Now, what happens? Let's go back to the donut hole for a minute. We did mention, and you told us that it's complex, that at some point you are in a deductible period and you have to start paying out of pocket. And then again, if you pay off, they start to pay again. It may be we have more and more drugs that we're taking, not less and less in the future, because we'll have new drugs that are preventative that we'll all take, like somebody say, an aspirin or a nutraceutical or a vitamin, and it'll be covered. But this donut hole, once you have gotten up to a certain dollar amount and they've covered it, how much do you have to pay out of pocket, let's say, in a given year before they start covering medicine again?
Great question, Adrian. So there is coverage in the donut hole. It's 25% of the cost of the medication. So your plan is still covering 75% if you have a prescription drug benefit. You owe 25%, however, in the donut hole. Now, what does that extend from what amount to what amount? It actually goes from $4,430 to $7,000, $7,050 for 2022. That's what the donut hole extends from, that dollar amount. In that dollar amount, you owe 25% of the cost of the medication. Now, these are typically expensive medications. It's not applied to metformin, yes, for example, which for many drug plans is covered under
100% covered, right.
And you mentioned the TAME trial. That's an amazing trial. It's targeting aging with metformin. That's what TAME stands for.
Right. Well, we have a very good friend named Dr. Nir Barzilai, who is a speaker at our
very
conference.
Very good friend.
And actually a good, very good friend of ours. and he will be on the recording. So that's why I want everybody to read, to see that YouTube recording, because he did an amazing couple of sessions for us. But I know from the work that we do that that's not the only drug that's being looked at. There's rapamycin and many more. What I'm bringing out to the public is they think that as they get healthier, they'll take fewer drugs and it'll be cheaper. But actually the other way around. As we get healthier and smarter, we'll take more things that may be covered by the government because they're seeing that it saves money in the long run. It's much cheaper to pop a pill, I hate to say it that way, than to get Alzheimer's. And we all know that if they ever come up with these pills, they haven't yet, we'll be taking them. We're all going to be taking them, and somebody's got to pay for it. So, yeah, so let's take a look again. Let's go back to the work of the day, which is making decisions with regard to Medigap, making decisions with regard to Advantage plans, but also actually making decisions with regard to your doctor, which is really important. So prevention. Medicare has been very light on covering things like massage, a gym, but things changed since COVID. There's virtual visits, there's some chiropractic. What kind of things can we expect being covered that are more preventative? I think it's not enough. Too little, too late for me. That's my soapbox, but I'm not sure. What are some of the things we should look at? Because perhaps we should be choosing our doctors based on how prevention-minded they
are. Yes, I couldn't agree with that more. I think there are two things you just brought up. First, what Medicare covers is changing. Many people are surprised to learn that some chiropractic care is actually covered under Medicare Part B. Now,
I think back pain, hip pain, and so on, but maybe that'll get even extended more. But yeah, that's important. People don't know this. They just complain about their back and they look, oh, it's $95 a session to go to a chiropractor. But no, it might be covered. You need to know these things.
Absolutely. And there's actually a bill in front of Congress to further expand chiropractic care under Medicare Part B. Now, it's just a bill, but it's something that we at Chapter monitor closely and that we write about in our weekly newsletter.
Well, bingo. Wait, I can't let you go on that one. Everybody might want to get that weekly newsletter. Please tell them how to find Chapter and how to sign up for the newsletter.
Absolutely. The way to sign up for the newsletter is to navigate to our website, askchapter.org, askchapter.org, or you could just send me an email, ari, at askchapter.org, and I'll add you to the newsletter so that you receive the next edition. We ship it every Thursday morning.
Well, that's fantastic. And I told Ari I was going to tell you all this. You know, we do not take any remuneration from our guests. We pick our guests because we think they're the best. And we think that you have to hear them and be able to follow them. So it's not an ad. I will receive nothing from this. I hope every one of you goes over to Chapter. I'm going to be one of them. Gets that newsletter, it's got to be something that's in your lexicon now. You have to think of it as part of your personal finance these days and going forward. So thank you for actually doing that for everybody, Ari. All right, now, so you were saying, I was talking about two different things. One, of course, was that Medicare is changing. We want to hear about that. It sounds very good. So give us the good news.
The good news is that Medicare covers more in 2022 than it ever has. The bad news is that Medicare is still only, it only covers 80% of your medical costs under Medicare Part B. You owe the other 20% of your medical costs out of pocket. And what's more is that the drug coverage, any vision, dental, or hearing that you might want is extra. That's not even included under that medical cost category.
You know, a lot of people are still surprised. I'll finish up here with a little story. There's a place called Penn, which is I think it's 3,000 people live in a 10-block area in New York City. It's with the first NORC, naturally recurring retirement community. And it actually has assisted living in the building. It's subsidized housing. It's a real New York scene. I don't know if there's anything else like it in the country. Well, all you hear about is, listen to this. I didn't know that my eyeglasses were uncovered. I didn't know my hearing aid wasn't covered. Everything is out of pocket. I never even heard the word out of pocket until I was a consultant there. It's unbelievable. People don't know. And so it's expensive. and they are now selling, if you're a hunter, you have a little device that you put in your ear so that your hearing is more acute, so that you can kill an animal. That's a whole other show. But the fact is that it's cheap. People are using these hunting devices because it's so hard and expensive to get a hearing aid. So, I mean, all these things. So Medigap policy doesn't cover that, as I understand it, but an Advantage policy might. This is what you were explaining to us. So, again, even these things that are so personal to us require some navigation. When we come back, Ari intrigued me, and I'm like, I'm going to leave it as a teaser. He said, well, it's changing. There's the good news and the bad news. But I also added another thing, and that was prevention. How much prevention can we see in the future? Well, we're going to ask an expert. Don't you guys go anywhere.
Full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate. For my age, da 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 da, da 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 da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. So, we want to wrap this up with a visionary type of session today with Ari Parker, who is the co-founder of Chapter. And you say, well, what does Chapter do? I'm going to let you, Ari, tell everybody how to find you in a moment. But it is a Medicare advisor, and it looks at every single state, and it advises you as to which is best for you, not your neighbor. Is it a Medigap policy that fills the gap between what Medicare covers and what your out-of-pocket might be? Is it a Medicare Advantage policy that takes the system away from the government and has private pay for you? Which is best for you? It's very complicated, and there are easier ways than asking your neighbor or even trying to navigate it yourself. So that's what Chapter does. So let's start first, Ari. How do they find you? You can give a phone number. You can give it. And I tell everybody, this is not a sponsor, not an ad. It's just a very good thing for you guys to know about. So tell us how to find you.
The easiest way to find us is by going to our website, askchapter.org, askchapter.org. Or if you prefer, you can call us, 855-900-CHAP. So that's 855-900-2427. And I say it twice just in case you don't have a pen.
So what I'm going to tell you all is, how do you talk about Medicare in a visionary way when everybody just falls asleep at the wheel? And I don't blame them, by the way. And I'll tell you how. During our little break, Ari and I were talking about the TAME trial, which we mentioned, looking at metformin as a way to intervene in aging, not cure, but prevent. Ari mentioned that there are good news for 2022, things like chiropractic, certain amount of what we used to call Eastern medicine, like acupuncture, is covered in certain circumstances. So there is a change. There's a shift. And that shift is toward prevention. It's also a shift toward intervening in aging, which is more than prevention. It means that you're maintaining your health easier and longer. And that's the vision here. But as geroscientists break through and learn new things, a lot of it, honestly, Ari knows this, and you all know this, was stimulated by COVID.
Yes.
We just lost a lot of people for no reason. Yeah, we lost a lot of people for no reason. They weren't ready. Their immune systems weren't ready. What do you think? Now, this is an opinion, Ari. Do you think we're going to get to places like they have, like Singapore and the UK, where coverage, government coverage, is going to cover a whole lot of this prevention as we begin to break through, as geroscience breaks through? Because, you know, you can have a pill, and if nobody can afford it, what's the, except Bezos or somebody, what's the good of that? So what do you think is happening? I mean, you go to the, you don't just look at a computer. You go to the conferences, you eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. What's in the air, Ari?
Big question. So let me start by saying I don't have a crystal ball. We don't know how, but things are moving in the right direction, as you noted. And in fact, for 2022, what we see is that there's enhanced coverage for the flu vaccine, for example, For diabetics, there's better coverage on most prescription drug plans for insulin, for example, for 2022. So there is movement in the right direction, but there's still a ways to go. And I think when you mentioned targeting aging, that's an area where Medicare continues to evolve. But we don't know what type of pending legislation will bring because it's just in committee right now. Nothing has been passed by Congress.
Now, as you've seen this through the years, let us say Medicare does cover some of these things. The Medicare Advantage plans, they're private. They're the Kaisers of this world and the Humanas of this world. These are private companies. Do they follow in your experience or do they lead when it comes to coverage? Seems like we mentioned with eyeglasses and with hearing aids, they lead. They're ahead of the game when it comes to coverage for those types of things. But in general, for prevention, drug approval, and so on that Medicare covers, will Medicare Advantage plans just follow suit immediately? Or what's been your experience with these things? Like virtual visits are new. Have they gotten up to speed or even led with regard to coverage in terms of Medicare Advantage plans versus government plus
GAP? Let me break this down into two parts. Where Medicare Advantage plans demonstrate leadership is on the additional benefits. There are new benefits offered each year across plans, and there are over 24,000 plans nationwide. And so this is why it's important to do a specific search based on the factors that are important to you, because there is a lot of competition and leadership on the additional benefit side. What do I mean by additional benefit side? I mean prescription drug coverage, vision, dental, and hearing. Things that aren't covered by original Medicare. Now, where there continues to be, I would say, a lack of leadership, though, is on what Medicare covers. Though it has gotten better for 2022, as we noted, in terms of chiropractic coverage, for example, and you even mentioned acupuncture, there's still so much room here for Medicare to continue to evolve.
So, you know, one of the things I do say, and I'm listening to you carefully, I'm listening to you for myself, Ari, not just for my audience, and that has to do with the leadership on these extra benefits. I did a couple of blogs for a company, Aging for Beginners was the name of my blog, and I had to do two blogs on hearing loss. And I was stunned. I'll tell you that 78% of all people over the age of 55, and I do like statistics when they are legitimate, have some hearing loss. That's a lot of people. And they don't have hearing aids. And if you don't get a hearing aid, it can get worse. It's not just that you can, you know, when you're almost deaf, you should get one. No, it actually is like, it's like Botox. It's better to get it earlier. And it doesn't go so far. You don't wrinkle so much. So Advantage plans could be very meaningful as you get older. I could see that because of that kind of coverage. And yet the prevention seems to be, as you say, slow. Certainly our coverage is much lighter than it is in many, many other first world countries. We're 43 on the list, 43 of 100. On how well we age health-wise. In other words, both the length of our lives and the health of our lives. We're 43. And because of diabetes, we're slated to go down to 63 in the next 5 years. So let's go back to you because you watch Congress like a hawk when it comes to these things. For this administration, they were going to have ARPA. They were going to put like $8 billion into healthcare. I don't know what happened to that.
Either.
But let's go with your gut right now, really going with your gut. In this administration, are we going to see some changes? And if so, are they going to be toward prevention or better coverage or cheaper costs? What do you see? Because you have some optimism there.
I do. And there has been a movement, though it is difficult to say, there has been a movement towards more preventative coverage as part of original Medicare. So here we see things like an annual wellness check covered under Medicare Part B. We also see expanded vaccine access. Little too late, but it's trending in the right direction. Right? So this is something that should have been done decades ago. It is.
But no fillers, Ari. No Botox for me,
right?
No, that's what I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. All right. Waiting for collagen shots to be
covered.
I guess. Right, no, too bad. All right. What can you do? You can't have everything. But the fact is that we are now spending 18% of our GNP, gross national product. Now, we have the biggest gross national product in the world as a nation. So if we say 18%, we're talking about 18% of a lot of money on health care. And and what the real problem is, and we'll finish with this, is behaviors, our own behaviors. There's a lot of stuff we could do, not just to live longer, but to live healthier and cheaper because of that. And so some of it is on us, let's be honest. But when you say things like, let's say the gym is covered or a wellness checkup, that's now. It's amazing because that's fundamental stuff. And all of a sudden we have it in 2022 and 2021.
It is. And more Americans are aging. So we know that there's a need for more holistic solutions, just as you mentioned.
And that's a great way for us to stop. Let us stop one more time, just the website for Chapter, so people can, I want them to get the newsletter. So tell them how to get that newsletter.
AskChapter.org. Again, if you don't have a pen handy, grab it now. AskChapter.org.
Wonderful. And we thank you. Now, don't forget, this is going to be on our website, adrianberg.com. So for those of you who don't have providers of podcasts, I know a lot of you listen to it directly from the website, and you will have all that information about Chapter there as well. So thank you all so much. And everybody, get out there, kids, or stay in if you have to, depending on who's sequestered or not, and make it happen.
I'm inappropriate.